This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did I tell you guys I went to on a hunting trip not long ago, South Dakota, pheasant hunting? And I have to tell you, it was amazing to go, number one, to fly into South Dakota where they have no cities. And you go, what are you talking about? They have no cities. There's not any place in South Dakota that's big enough to be considered a city of a certain population. You have to have a certain population. If you got 7,000-8,000 people in a town in South Dakota, that's a big town in South Dakota. So you fly in. I flew into Pierre. It looks like Pierre, but they pronounce it Pierre. And then drove an hour, about 45 minutes to get to the farm, Paul Nelson Farm, where they raise these pheasant, and you can hunt the pheasant. And it so reminded me of my childhood in so many ways. Anyway, Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, KJRadio.com. It was a very interesting place because it had lodges, and they talked about how they, Paul would catch people hunting on his land. And he's like, what are you guys doing on my land? I'm like, well, we didn't know it was your land. He's like, yeah. And then one day he goes, well, because he had friends that would come out and hunt periodically. And he'd go, they'd come out, hey, Paul, can we hunt on your property? Yeah, whatever. But then he gets these guys, he finds them hunting on his land. He says, hey, what are you guys doing on my land? They're like, well, we didn't know it was your land. He goes, well, you need to pay people to hunt on your land. They go, well, how much? It was six guys. And he goes, I don't know, $100 each. And they all go, okay, great. And they pull out $100 and pay him. And that was what was engendered the idea. That's where he changed this whole thing. They still farm. It's a big place. It's like 20,000 acres. And they have part of it that they farm. They farm sunflowers. So if you buy seeds from David's or one of these other people, you might have gotten it from there. They farm corn. And they farm sorghum. And something else. They had three or four crops. And then they have an area where they they plant in these fields. And the birds will come in and eat. And that's when you can go hunt. And it was an amazing hunt. And here's the thing. So you could normally, in a regular hunt, you could kill something like three birds a day is the limit or something like that. There were people I know there were people that shot 40 birds in a day. It was crazy. It was so interesting to watch how that operation ran. Anyway, but the bigger thing was the fellowship, because there was a friend of mine, his name is Foster Freeze, and he invites me on these really elaborate things, places I would never even know existed. So we go there, and then you hear the stories. The people around you that are saving lives and doing things. And I think I told you guys this. It makes you feel little. I mean, my team, we do a lot of amazing stuff, but you feel little. You feel like not that big of a deal. You know, it's not – my work isn't important. But here's what I will tell you. I saw that one guy talking about – I think I told you guys this. He saves 50,000 women a year. And their seven kids, gets them out of poverty, away from, the worst of conditions, and then gives them seeds so they can start businesses and cattle and things so they can become entrepreneurs. And it's well over 1 million women now that he and his family have helped in Uganda. And I'm thinking all these people are talking, oh, save Darfur, all these celebrities and things like this. And this is a guy who has empowered over 1 million women in Africa. I think I said this on the show when I was talking about this. They now represent the largest voting bloc in the country. The people that he has empowered. Women. Look, give me your Me Too movement, I give you Mark. Give me your I'm going to save Africa movement of any star, any Holly weirdo you want, I'll give you Mark's work. The work of his family. His daughter and son-in-law run the charity. They're talking about building power plants now and doing things because These are women that carry water on their head, you know, when they got to go get it from miles away. They live in huts and stuff like this, and he's empowering them. Guys, I'm just telling you, when you learn about these things, you understand what we as conservatives do, how we give back. It should be no question to you as to who are the most philanthropic humanitarian people on the planet. This is a guy, I'm not exaggerating this one second, he's a billionaire. He says, I've heard him say it twice. He says, I work so I can do that work. I make money so I can finance that project. He uses his own money in order to make these million women empowered. And he gets up every day, not with the idea of I'm going to make money and it's going to buy me a new ranch or I can buy me a new plane or whatever. He gets up and works so he can say, I'm going to put another million or 2 million or $5 million into this project in Africa. We talked about it. He says, yeah, Kevin, I was building buildings and the government would take over the building. We'd build a school. We'd build a grain storage facility, whatever. The government would take it over. He goes, he got to the point where he said, I'm not building any more buildings. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to do with the power plant. He'd have to work with the government on that. But imagine these people having power all throughout the day. The hardest working people on the planet are the people who work for their own survival. I mean, can you imagine having to scrounge for a meal or waiting to see what crop's going to come in so you can trade or do something? I mean, I want you to understand the life that these people have. I hope that I can go over with him one day and document this and show you guys what Mark is doing. And he was one person, Thor Halvorsen, who started fires now doing something with the Human Rights Commission. And this is a guy that goes after vicious dictators all over the world. I got death threats from you know, New Black Panthers and some other people. This guy gets threats from people that run governments. His mother and father were assassinated. They say they were murdered, run over by cars. His mother had been shot in a previous assassination attempt. But these are people who, you know, their lives are literally on the line with the people that they go after. And I, every time somebody would tell a story, I would just let go. Oh, I don't want to do my turn. Yeah, so what? We save, we get a couple of kids, dozens of kids adopted every year, whatever. It pales in comparison to these. But look, there's no measuring stick here. We're all doing our part. But I got to tell you, it was something to see. When you see that many conservatives get together and they tell you their projects and you'd never know it. They're not bragging about it. They're not trying to get awards and get on shows. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I promise you it's good news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Comedy's not comedy anymore. The world has changed dramatically. And I used to be a huge fan of Chevy Chase. And I think he's a talented guy, but I heard he's got a real attitude. I heard from many of my friends, comedians that have worked with him. I've never worked with Chevy Chase. But, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but many of my friends in Hollywood that worked with Chevy say, man, terrible dude. But he got it right in this, because it was an article, and it says, former Saturday Night Live star Chevy Chase slammed the late night show creator Lorne Michaels in an interview published Wednesday for what he called the worst effing humor in the world. He was speaking to the Washington Post. They say the 74-year-old Chase, one of SNL's original cast members, said that while he didn't want to offend Michaels or the show's current cast, he's amazed Lorne has gone so low. And see, I think that what Chevy Chase is saying is where that comedy's gone is where the world has gone, where leftism has gone. It's gone low. I mean, you look at the things that we're discussing, the people who are under attack, Donald Trump under attack, really for being probably the best president ever. I would be saying this about Obama. if he did what Trump did. That is no lie. That's why I always measure myself, and you guys have heard me say this, and I know you do it as well. We measure ourselves based on what would we do if the circumstances were reversed. And if this, because when I was telling you guys the other day, I was mentoring one of my proteges, Miranda, and I said, whenever you are asked a question, you're right. We on the conservative side, we are right. So if somebody brings up a topic and they say illegal immigration, then your natural response should be, but what are your thoughts on legal immigration? You know, if they, Kevin, it's not humanitarian to bring them over. Is it humanitarian for the ones who want to do it legally, to wait in line and pay the fees and do it by the book and learn the language and the culture, etc.? You know, it's a simple thing to do. And here's the thing. If you're for illegal immigration, and I go, I'm for legal immigration, and you say, well, Kevin, these people need to come in. And I go, well, so do these people, but why are these people getting preferential treatment when these people are following the rules? Well, it's the law. You know, Kevin, the law doesn't matter when it comes. Oh, so you're telling me it's okay to be a lawbreaker. Now it's a whole different subject. See, that's how you debate. So it's not about legal versus illegal. It's about things should not be illegal, even though there are laws covering it. So if I want to come and steal from your home, should that be okay? No. Anyway, the debate is easy when you know you're right. White privilege, black underprivilege. So if you believe in white privilege, you believe in black underprivilege. There's got to be a yin and a yang. Well, no. Yes, you do. Because if there's got to be a privilege, if you say, Kevin, by virtue of my skin color, I'm white, and I have a privilege over you. So that means I'm underprivileged as a black person. That's the way you see me. Is that the way you see me? Oh, well, now we're getting somewhere. So if you don't see me as underprivileged, what do you see me as? Well, Kevin, I mean, you're really smart. You're not like, are you about to say you're not like the other blacks? Because that sounds highly prejudicial and racist. You're not like those other colored folks, those other colored people, the ones I don't like, Kevin. See, I don't believe there's white privilege, black privilege, or whatever. I believe there is the privilege of your hard work and effort. I believe there is the privilege of what God gave you as a talent. And the only thing that this world should try to do is to help you find it. And you know who helps you find your talents? Your parents. Crazy as it sounds, that's who does it. So if you want to look at a privilege, you know what a privilege is? Growing up with very good parents who care about your life. You don't know what an underprivilege is? Growing up with parents who don't give a crap. Growing up without parents. Now, if you say to me, Kevin, it's alarming the number of black children who don't grow up with the privilege of parents, I will listen to you all day. I will agree with you. But if you want to tell me, Kevin, black people are underprivileged because they do not have parents, I'm going to say to you, that is a lie. That is a lie. We have parents. Some of us even have good ones. Some of us have great ones. You get what I'm saying? That's how you debate. And so I'm trying to teach people these because we're going to do these idea seminars all over the country to teach people how to look at these things through from a different point of view and stop being afraid to have the debate. Because once you go on the opposite side and you start developing and understand when things have been switched, when straw man arguments come in, when it's the fallacy of two outcomes and a lot of other debate techniques, you get it. And you can encapsulate it very quickly and very easily, and we can teach you how to win at every Thanksgiving. Chevy Chase goes on to say, I just couldn't effing believe it. He said of the current show that premiered the 44th season, that means a whole generation of crap heads laughs at the worst effing humor in the world. That's what he said, how low it's gone. And he's right. You don't even know what funny is. Funny to me, I was talking about racism to a group of college kids at the University of Arizona, and we were having a blast. A white guy goes, I'd like to ask a question. And he was raising his hand, and I said, I'd love to call on you, but you're white. I need to find someone black in the room, like that. And some of the people went, ooh, like that. And other people cracked up. But there were snowflakes in the room. They're like, ooh.
It was a joke. Chase goes on, you know what I mean? How could you dare give this generation the worst crap than they've already had in their lives? It drives me nuts. They go on to say, the Caddyshack star who was featured on the show during its first 1.5 seasons said the show went downhill after its first 2 years on air. Why am I saying this? Because I was in it, I guess. After taking swipes at the show as a whole, Chase criticized two of its former stars, particularly Will Ferrell and Tina Fey. Chase said Ferrell's iconic impression of former President George Bush was just not funny. Makes $25 million a picture. And that while he liked Tina Fey, he didn't see what all the folder oil was about. She was good. He did, however, praise former cast members Eddie Murphy, Kristen Wiig, Gilda Radner, Dana Carvey, and Dan Aykroyd. Let me tell you, I agree with Chevy Chase in many of his assessments, but here's what bugs me about it is how we've watched this devolution, if you will, of what can be funny. And it's to watch these people just go, this you can laugh at, this you can't. I go to when I give speeches at different events, I'll say something like, what's up, white people? And it's funny to watch an audience just take this collective like, he just made fun of white people. Oh my gosh, I can breathe. They don't feel like they can even, you know, enjoy. That's why when we did our comedy tour, and I'd love to do it again. If you guys are listening to the show and you say, Kevin, bring it here. You guys get us a venue, a sponsor. We will come there and make you laugh till you cry. Anyway, I agree with Chevy Chase. Comedy's changed. Saturday Night Live's changed. The world has changed. But we can change it back, and we are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Less than 24 hours after a gunman opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, the city of Thousand Oaks will hold a community vigil, and Pepperdine University will hold a prayer service as well tonight. We're starting to hear many stories from people that were inside the bar and survived.
I was on the side area, you could say, of like the stage. And where I was looking was directly of where the guy walked in and started shooting. And, yeah, I can't believe I saw it with my own two eyes. Like, it just freaks me out.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Get Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Rich beyond belief. Filthy, stinking rich. That's what my grandmother used to say. She would say, oh, you know, there was a measure. She'd say, oh, they're rich. But she'd go, but they're filthy, stinking rich. You ever heard that term? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Not home of the filthy, stinking rich. At least if you are, you better not let me know every time you hear about us talking about our show, you know, needing a few shekels here and there to keep running and you know, we don't get them, which I don't blame you guys. We do such a terrible job of pushing it out there. I bet if I ask my radio listeners, hey, guys, who's willing to give us a buck a month, you know, just to keep the wheels on the wagon? I bet a bunch of you would do it. We just don't do it. I mean, I'll bring it up every now and then, but, you know, I go find some money. I go beat somebody up, take their money, take their wallet, make, you know, keep us going for another month, blame it on some black dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. I just go out and, you know, hit those streets, stand on my corner with my little go-go boots and my shorts, you know. I don't do that. What? My producers are looking at me like I'm crazy. Oh, trust me, I can make some money, but y'all trying to imply that I'm not handsome, that I've just got a face for radio. Look, I've lost crazy amount of weight. I'm looking good. I'm training. I'm talking about training hard. What are you talking about? I can hit those streets and pay off my mortgage for a year. Don't even start with me. Anyway, I'm not rich. And the loss of my Fox income hasn't helped, but that's okay. I will keep a smile on my face. I wrote a piece the other day and I said, look, you know, you can get whatever you want out of a person, but when you're a principled individual, Fox can't buy my principles. Fox doesn't have to miss me. They don't. I'm just one guy that's a commentary. They never gave me a show. They gave Shapiro a show. They didn't give me one. So they obviously don't believe my commentary is powerful enough. Well, I got an opportunity now to prove them wrong. Now, they may come back another time and go, you know what, Kevin, it's settled down a bit. Maybe we come back and take a look at it. Well, maybe we will. Maybe we won't. But you're not getting my principle. You're not getting my dignity. And there ain't enough money in the world to take the smile off my face. I mean, me to lose it. Because you know what? I came from nothing. I'm okay. And I got a lot of friends out there, boy. A lot of them. A lot of you guys wrote to me. Kev, way to go, man. Way to stand on principle. You stood behind me. Thank you. Appreciate that. Because I stand behind you. And I could have, you know, there was an opportunity for me to save myself. I don't need to. Not when it comes to what's important. So I'm proud of that. I'm not so to the point of like, hey, remember when I saved myself? We're not going to bring it up every show, maybe every other show, but we're not, you know, in the scheme of things, folks, it isn't a big deal.
you know, in the microcosm. But who knows what the ripple effect will be? What's the butterfly effect of one dude saying, "I will stand up for somebody, even at my own detriment"? So think about that. Speaking of money, though, has anybody looked at this list of the wealthy? Forbes always publishes at the Forbes 400, and they give you the statistics around it. And I really would like to know. I'm not going to do it, but there's, because there's 400 people, and I don't have the time. But I'd be curious about their political ideology. Here's what I do know. The richest, I'm talking about the top ones in the world, Bill Gates, Bezos, Zuckerberg, you know, whatever. I don't know who's up at the top anymore. Leftists. Now, there are a lot of self-made millionaires and billionaires. You can only be on this list if you're a billionaire. But there are a lot of self-made billionaires who worked hard, understand that, you know, how to do it, and are conservatives, Republicans, whatever. But not many. I predict, I don't know, and I'm not going to study it, but I'm going to bet you that at least 60% of these wealthiest people are leftist. And here's what I'll even go further. In the top 10, it may be 8 out of 10. When you acquire that kind of money, you got to be a devious leftist. And number one, here's what the article reads. It's in Forbes. Buoyed in part by a strong stock market, the 400 wealthiest Americans delivered yet another record-breaking year. The minimum net worth needed to join this elite club climbed to $2.1 billion. So you cannot be a billionaire and be on Forbes top 400. Can you imagine what the 100 list is? 100 million more last year than the highest, and the highest to date. Every one of those people did 100, you know, not everyone, but on average, 100 million more than they did last year. The group's total net worth rose to $2.9 trillion, a record high, and 7% more than in 2017. Now, that's more of an attribution to Trump's economy. Because, and people are going to mistake this, and they're going to, look at all the richer getting richer and all, you know, although normal diatribe. But what it really means is their money that's sitting around that's invested in things is appreciating. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they haven't done anything more. Their money just does what it does, and it makes a certain amount. But on Trump, with Trump, it went on steroids. They say the average net worth of a list member is $7.2 billion. That's the average. I'd be curious to know where the medium and the mean are, you know? Well, I guess they just kind of told you the median, the average. But I'd like to know what's the cutoff. Like at $7.2 billion, are 200 below that or in 200, you know, above it or whatever? I'd like to know the medium of that. They say the average net worth at $7.2 billion, it's up from $6.7 billion. They said that average is boosted by those at the very top of the list. Half of the total wealth is held by the 45 richest people in the country. So they did give me the median. So the 45 richest in that list is worth half of the entirety of the list. That's shocking. So roughly $1.5 trillion is held by 45 folks. They said, for the first time since 1994, there's a new number one. You guys know who number one is now, right? Yep. Producers are like, Bezos. Yep, it's Bezos. Bezos broke Bill Gates' 24-year run at the top. Now, here's what I find interesting. Bill Gates, for 24 years, has been the richest guy in the world. And he's worth a fortune. Now, Bezos surpassed him. Get this. Bezos is the first person in the ranks with a fortune of more than $100 billion. He clocks in at $160 billion. He was the biggest gainer on the list. His fortune rose $78.5 billion since last year, thanks to the more than 100% run-up in the price of Amazon stock. The biggest one-year gain since they started tracking fortunes.
$160 billion. Now, Bezos recently raised his minimum wage to $15 an hour, and everybody was like, whoo, this is a great thing. Bernie Sanders came out and said good things about him. Well, as it turns out, it isn't quite as good of a thing as they say, because what he did is he took a lot of the stock options away from the people. And get this, the people who now make $15 an hour are mad. I'll get back to that in just a second. That's a huge. Gates is now number two. He's worth $63 billion. There's almost a $100 billion gap between Gates and Bezos. Top 10 richest on the list are together worth $730 billion, up from $610. More than a third of the nation's billionaires, a record 204, weren't wealthy enough to crack the club. That's amazing. Real quickly, let's talk about this Bezos thing. So Amazon, they said, garnered praise for raising the minimum wage for its hourly workers to $15, but its widely publicized move came at the expense of monthly bonuses and stock options. The company explained its decision to shift to the new stock purchase program, and they cited hourly employees preferred the predictability and immediacy of cash rather than RSUs, which is restricted stock, I guess. Yeah, restricted stock units. But they said the Post doesn't mention the loss of monthly incentives, which Bloomberg has apparently reported. So they said people are mad about it because there would have made more money had they left this the way that it was. And here's what said an Amazon worker told The Verge via email that the news was devastating to fulfillment employees, many of whom depend on their RSU and VCP, which is variable compensation pay, a performance-based monthly bonus program, incentives on top of their hourly wages. They say it depends on good attendance, hitting productivity targets, and could give Amazon workers an 8% monthly bonus, 16% bonus during the peak months of November and December. So they're mad because they're making less money than what the incentive program gave them. Think about that. I love when stories like this backfire on the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This guy's kind of cool. Dan Crenshaw.
Oh, come on, man.
Show.
Hold on.
You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry. I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
Welcome, everybody. That was a Saturday Night Live mocking one of my buddies, Navy SEAL, running for Congress. He's going to replace Ted Poe. His name is Dan Crenshaw. Dan, and I'm going to have his clip on here in a second. He was on Fox and Friends, but Dan's explaining how he lost his eye in this clip. But before I even get to the clip, here's what I want you to understand. We're talking about a Navy SEAL. We're talking about a bunch of comedians who are trying to mock the best of this country. They want us to feel as if he's a... I don't even know what... Why would you do it? And what's interesting is it isn't even funny. Show me anything that's funny. I mean, you know, SEAL, you know, you got it like in combat or something or whatever. Said somebody who never had to fight for anything. That's a problem we have with these youngsters, these millennials. They don't know what strife is. They can't get their latte. Mom and dad won't pay for something every time they go out to the grocery store or whatever. I don't know what their angst is, but I'll tell you this. There's anybody 40 years or younger, I'm sorry, 40 years or older, we don't understand them because we're going, what are you complaining about? You got the world on a string. You can be the smartest person in the world by just not opening your mouth, pulling up your smartphone and Googling anything before you say something, and people would think you're brilliant. And yet, you're the dumbest. Why? Explain to me why they would mock this guy. They put, let me just say, for those of you who didn't see it, because I would never see it. They put up a picture of the guy, and he's got his patch over his eye. One of his eyes is completely gone. The other one, they had to do surgery on, and he doesn't see very well. I know that he doesn't see well. And he still wanted to serve his country after coming back, and he's going to become a congressman in the United States. If there's anybody you want representing you, it's a fighter. It's like Zinke. Zinke now works for the president on his staff. He was a congressman before. And so you've got these guys that understand what the real threat of what's out there. They put themselves in harm's way. They have sacrificed for this country. And we have a bunch of holly weirdos, young millennial pukes that want to make fun of him because he lost an eye in combat. Oh, he looks like a... What did he even say? I swear I've listened to it three times. I can't even remember it. It's that memorable, and it's not even funny. That's what bugs me. It will be different. That's one of the things that bugs me is it's supposed to be funny, number one. And number two, it's not supposed to make fun of people like him. I mean, what next? You're going to make fun of kids with Down syndrome or autistic kids or what? Ha, 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 Saturday Night Live, you're so funny, you're so clever. That's what you've resorted to. It's crazy. Anyway, here's what Dan had to say.
That particular mission, we were in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. There was an IED about 15 pounds of explosives, basically a homemade landmine that went off right in front of me. It killed my interpreter, and it completely blinded me. I was put into a medically induced coma to recover. I woke up 5 days later. My right eye was gone, and they weren't sure if I'd ever see out of my left eye again. It's actually a miracle that I can see it all and continue serving the American people. And listen, I have thick skin, all right? And the SEAL teams, we poke fun of each other all the time. But I have certain rules for when my friends poke fun of me. And it's simply this. It has to be original. It has to be witty. And it has to be actually funny. All right? And this wasn't funny.
If I could, I'd like to just put you in the mind of somebody who looks at a guy who is a Navy freaking SEAL. And having worked with these guys much of my life, I will tell you this. Give me one of them and we would clean out Saturday Night Live. Clean them out. They wouldn't even know what hit them. Anyway, you got one of these guys who is a trained warrior. But Dan's not a guy. I'm going to tell you right up front. He's not a guy. These guys aren't reckless. He's one of these guys. I swear, if you're around him, he's the nicest dude on the planet. He's super nice. Most of these SEALs, you would never even know, unless it's one of the big ones, which I've got some of them, my buddies that are big, and I'm just saying, they look like it. Dan is like 5'11", maybe 6 foot, probably 200 pounds, so, you know, fully, not even fully outfitted, but I mean, he's 6 foot, 200 pounds. He's not a huge guy. Good looking dude, you know, obviously an athlete, and it's funny because, you know, Dan knows I train SEALs, and he would be like, I said to him, I go, Dan, here, I'm going to tell you up front. I go, look, you guys are bad, but you're not the baddest fighters. And you know what Dan says to me? He goes, yeah. He goes, Kevin, you kind of know how we SEALs are. He goes, we just go all out. So what he's saying is, you know, they teach you combat, but it isn't that you're the best fighter. It's that you are not going to quit. And you have a mentality that says, I'm not going to lose. Now, that doesn't mean a dude that's better trained isn't going to get you. But you got to understand, SEALs have weapons and places for these weapons that you haven't even dreamed of. When I tell you these guys have weapons all over their military outfits, their uniforms, they got knives and combat things that you're just sitting there going, whoa, where'd that come from? And they're going to get you. Now, outside of that, if you just want to get into the octagon and go to blows, yeah, there's tougher guys. I've trained tougher guys. But I've also trained some pretty tough SEALs. So Dan, you know, he freely admits, he's like, man, I'm not a pugilist, but I'll kill you. You know, if I'm in SEAL garb and we're in theater and I'm attacked, you're deader than disco. And I believe him. I know how these guys train. And I know the weaponry they have and things like this. And they're going to get you. So, and here's the thing, as I said earlier, he's not going to quit. So I'm just putting you in the mindset of a guy who says, I'm going to go in the military. I'm going to become part of the elite force. I'm going to go serve. And in serving, I get practically blown to bits. His interpreter gets killed, as he said. And the left decides they're going to have a little fun at his expense. I find that incredible. It's incredible to me. How crass for Saturday Night Live to even consider something so you know, distasteful. And here's the deal. They have no filter. Here's what's funny about it. I tell people all the time, the left hate the military. They hate them. That is a perfect example. Here's a guy that they put up there. They know who he is. And it's funny because off camera, the guy's going, oh. Like, you're not going to go there. This guy's a Navy SEAL. I mean, look, I'm not trying to downplay anybody's service, but I'm saying there are certain ones among us that you go, okay, he paid his dues. When a dude has an eye patch on and you know he's a SEAL, you ain't going to become a SEAL with an eye patch. Okay, pirate? You have to earn that. You go to a training that the average person can't even consider doing. They wouldn't last 2 hours. And certainly, I tell you, the majority of people wouldn't last a day. They'd be ringing that bell. And here's a guy that says, no problem. I'll go for it. I'll serve with you. And it bugs me that they have such disrespect. So here's, again, I go back to, they know who this guy is. Let's say it's an Army grunt and you want to be mad at him, you know, you want to be mad at the military. And I'm not trying to make one over the other. I appreciate anybody's service. And I wouldn't, it's unforgivable with that. But let's say you want to make fun of the military because nothing should be off limits. And it's a guy who's fully, you know, he's got no issues, and you just want to go, yeah, look at this guy. He doesn't know how to wear his uniform or something like that. Okay, fine. No harm, no foul. But a dude who loses his eye because he's protecting the country and he's in combat and you want to just whatever. Are you kidding me? And this is, I mean, I really do. I don't know whether this, I'm taking it personal because Dan's a friend. And I have many others that are from the SEAL community that are friends. And I do feel like right now I'm getting a little, it is feeling a bit personal. But I think most of you are probably feeling the same outrage as me. Maybe so. Anyway, send me a note, kjradio.com, or give me a call, 844-551-8255. It just makes me wonder, and I'm talking to my producers, but it makes me wonder, what's off limits to them? What do they consider sacred? See, here's the thing. I'll make fun of the military. If they do stupid stuff, I'll make fun of them. But what I won't make fun of is a wounded veteran. I won't. I don't see any humor in that. Unless it's John Kerry and he got a paper cut. That's funny. Dude gets 3 Purple Hearts for paper cuts. This guy, Dan, you know, gets blown up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.